Hey, happy Friday to you. With Prairie Public Music News, I'm Eric Dethridge. You may have heard by now that jazz singer and activist Nancy Wilson passed away following a long illness. She was 81. Wilson, born in Ohio, a self-professed song stylist, never had any formal training, but her decades-long influential career as a singer featured her beguiling voice behind timeless renditions of standards, show tunes, jazz ballads, and pop songs. And that voice could shift from elegant and understated to quick and conversational, sometimes a little bit racy. Nancy Wilson, she was a lifetime National Endowment for the Arts achiever, an NAACP Image Award recipient. She was an NPR host as well. She hosted Jazz Profiles from 1996 to 2005. She had her own variety show on NBC for one season, and it got her an Emmy Award. Nancy Wilson, gone at age 81. Well, it's all in the eyes. That's what director Tom Zimney says of his filmed version of Bruce Springsteen's Broadway run, which premieres on Netflix this Sunday, just hours after it closes at the Walter Kerr Theater. The soundtrack to the documentary is out today, by the way. Zimney says he wanted to capture a more intimate experience than being up close and personal in the crowd, and that's pretty intimate to begin with. Now, he says the cameras caught that extra gleam of emotion in Springsteen's eyes after he recounted the story of his father, urging him to be a better dad to his then unborn son than he was. Zimney says he saw that after poring through hours of footage, a moment that might have been lost otherwise. Peter Murphy is proving you're never too old to rage. The Bauhaus frontman was ejected and arrested from his own show in Stockholm, Sweden. How rock and roll is that? On Wednesday, after getting drunk, kicking a stage light, and throwing a bottle into a crowd, he also got into an altercation with security. They pinned him to the ground. There is evidence out there in video land. Peter Murphy is touring with former Bauhaus bandmate David Jay, and they're playing the band's 40-year-old debut album in the flat field. I'll have what she's having. You'll get the joke if you're familiar with the hit Je T'aime Moi No Plus. Jane Birkin, who did the duet on that song with her partner Serge Gainsbourg, is 72. Mike Scott of the Waterboys hits the big 6-0, and Beth Orton is 46. And that's a wrap for Music News for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Dethridge. Have a great weekend and rock on.